is so paradoxical. I will just be so happy about what Trump's doing economically and clearly. And then he'll do something politically I totally disagree with, and some listeners get whiplash. That's not whiplash. That's life. I'm happy about a lot of stuff I've done. I'm my own biggest critic sometimes, and I go, why'd you do that? Why did you, you know? Well, I was tired, and I was angry, and I did it. So the stuff he's doing on the economy, I just got news that is so nuanced. And again, listeners of this show have heard me talk about it. Nobody else has. And in my advice to the White House recently, a few months ago when they wanted my advice, because they saw Mark Mitchell on and had him come up, and I was like, he's going to go up there. They watched the show the president did. They wanted to hear it. I said, you know, I haven't told the story yet, but I said, listen, you can't sit there and tell people we can't have energy, which Trump's turning it back on, but then give unlimited power to big tech for AI and make everybody subsidize it. You have to make big tech pay for the damn upgrades themselves to do this. You can't cut everybody else's power and ration it and then charge us more for big tech. That is a corporate tax to them. And I said, this is going to be the future battle because no one's debated it. They're like, we just have to give them all the power and that's the way it is, blah, blah. And I'm like, we think about a white person discriminating against a black person or vice versa. Folks, in the future, it's a corporation. It's an algorithm. It's an AI. It's a robot taking your job. And I'm not against technology in general, but when it's deployed to take our jobs, make us obsolete as a form of siege and feudalism, damn right I want us to create a human union and say we're going to buy from humans and we're not going to support things that are anti-human. We're going to control technology. The article's on InfoWars.com, and I had a political orgasm when I just read this. Emergency intervention. Trump to cap residential electric bills by forcing tech giants to pay for soaring power costs. Absolutely freaking delicious. Because you understand, big tech says they want in the next 2 years triple the power output in the U.S. Trump's like, sure, hire people, do it, put it in. But like, well, we're just going to cut the power to the people and charge them more and give it all to the computers. No, you ain't, bitch. We come first. Oh, we're in a race with China with big tech? Okay. Okay, Katie barred the door. Cowardy left the barn. Horse trainer left the station. Okay. We're not going to have our power cut, which was the Great Reset plan. Well, everything's given to the robots and computers. The world's built for us. And so he's capping next week credit cards at 10%, which is still too much, but it's good. Why can he do that? Until 30 years ago when Clinton got rid of it, you couldn't do that. It's called loan sharking. He is banning all the big mega banks, buying up all the single family homes. That's a no-brainer. I mean, it's just, this is not conservatism. This is populism, classic Americana. We had all these laws before they got rid of them. All he's doing is going back to what made us great. And he's not going backwards. He's going back to the future. We had the innovative policies that made us the best. We went back to feudalism. That's what globalism is. Trump is taking us back to the best thing we had so far. Man, I'm just like, I mean, and now Trump's saying, well, he may not need the Insurrection Act because it may fizzle out. My sources said, though, if it continues to escalate, he's going to do it next week. Now, that's what they've been told. Because obviously, you know, he gives them the light to get ready. You know, gives them the green light. But we got Mike Lindell with other breaking news. I love Mike Lindell running for governor. Latest on Minnesota popping in. It's 17-year anniversary of him being completely clean. What a success story. I got the chill shots of that, him side by side. But this article, how the left doesn't support this. Because it's on record that it is, he's trying to cut energy prices and has, but the big tech draw for the AI is set, if there's not controls, to double prices in the next few years. Trump's like, no, you ain't. Big tech, you're going to pay for it. Wow, pay for your own power. Just, again, protecting the consumer. You would not have gotten that with the Democrats. We'll be right back in 60 seconds with the great and mighty Mike Lindell. I'm not an influencer, by the way. I'm a patriot. and a journalist and a pundit and analysis and a futurist and a father and a guy that loves God. Influencer comes from the time of Plato and Aristotle and Socrates. And influencers are people that use rhetoric without facts and reality and logic to convince dumb people. So when the globalists call you all influencers and you go, yeah, I'm an influencer. It just shows how stupid you are. Stop calling yourselves influencers. I'm a philosopher. I'm a warrior. I'm a game changer. I'm a historian. I'm a fighter. I'm a pioneer. I'm an explorer. I got red blood. It's pumping through my big heart fast. I like life and freedom and justice. I like women. I like red meat. I like guns. I like sunsets and puppy dogs. And ladies of the night, to quote Waylon Jennings. Leadership, the essence of leadership is showing people how it's done so that they understand it's the right way and getting them to adopt it. And being a leader means you go against the tide when the tide is wrong. You go against the crowd when the crowd is wrong. You go against the establishment when the establishment is degenerate and sick. And then by example and by competence and by will and by strength, then the timid join you. Because then it costs nothing to be a patriot, to quote the great Mark Twain. In the beginning, the patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, and scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. The patriot is a scarce man, hated, feared, scorned. But in time, when his cause succeeds, the timid join him, because then it costs nothing to be a patriot. And when you commit to something worthy and good, it is not a weight. It is everything. It is your greatest strength. It becomes your soul to risk your life for freedom. It's what God forged you in his mind as he created your soul before he even put you in your mother's womb. He knew you. Coming up from Minnesota again, the epicenter of the fight for freedom, Nick Sordor, bottom of the hour. On the ground. Then, Joe Biggs, Enrique Tarrio, former J6 political prisoners, to talk about everything that's happening, fourth hour. But I wanted to get Mike Lindell on because I saw a post he made, and I appreciate him just popping on. He's also a big supporter of the show, running for governor up there. This was 17 years, I'm going from memory, 17 years you've been clean. Your recovery network under the attack by the Democrats up there, everything else. So exciting. But before we get to that, you're right there in the middle of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and your factory nearby. Man, we've got to bring little kids to attack the ICE facilities, and they hit with tear gas. They blame them. They're using children as human shields. They're robbing federal vehicles of weapons. Trump says he doesn't need to declare an insurrection act yet, though he's considering it. I mean, it's constitutional. Tim Walz is standing down. Governor Mayor Fry is out there fanning the flames. You're on the ground. What are you seeing, Mike Lindell of the mighty MyPillow.com/Alex?
Well, it's exactly what you said. Here's where we're at. We have another group even telling rural schools now that they should all be part of this. Remember, our children here have been brainwashed. They've been brainwashed to hate the president, to hate our country, to hate. And then, like you say, the mayor and the governor out there saying, hey, you guys, we got to go against law enforcement. The president needs to, this thing is not going to go down. It's going to, the president's got to take control of this and stop this socialist insurrection. We can't have it end up being the summer of 2020 where it burns down our city of Minneapolis and then they say, hey, and burn down the precinct while you're at it. And let's get rid of police. Alex, this has been going on in Minnesota for a long time. When you don't have laws for protesters, which I mean, if you allow your protesters to break the law, which they did about 8 years ago, the big thing was Black Lives Matter, and they went after our state fair, but they also did, they blocked off our biggest highway in Minnesota that goes right through Minneapolis, Highway 35W. It's 8 lanes. They blocked off both sides so we couldn't get workers at MyPillow. My people couldn't come out from Minneapolis that lived down there to come to work that day, or there was 2 days. And then we couldn't get product. They'd have to drive clear around the city.
Here's the bottom line. This is coming to a head. The mayor is saying they're not legitimate law enforcement, basically attacked them. Democrats are saying get guns, come after them. This is a time bomb. Trump needs to declare the Insurrection Act and go in there because the mayor and governor have stood down. Tampon Tim is desperate to cover up the Somali fraud that he's involved in.
That's exactly right. And it's got to, and now he sent out a tweet this morning, the president did, or a truth, put out a truth this morning and said, hey, if I have to come, I'm coming. This isn't going to go down. Tomorrow, you know, it might a little bit, tomorrow it's supposed to be colder here, but it doesn't seem to matter. I mean, this is going to keep escalating because you have the mayor of Minneapolis. I think these guys, the mayor, I think the governor, I think Keith Ellison, our attorney general, I think they were all involved in this fraud. They want to keep this going. And now you have people coming in here, hired protesters, and they're using these kids for human shields. Basically, they want something to happen. These antagonists that have come in, we have people, Alex, that can't get to their homes, my friends that live in Minneapolis. They can't get, you talk about now, my one friend, he's not even going to the doctor, and he needed to go to Abbott Hospital.
Listen, I've seen footage now. I haven't trying to go home. And if you're driving an SUV, all these old white women mainly surround you with a few dudes, and they go, prove you're not ICE. And they go, I live right here, or I'm a plumber. And they go, open the car up. And they have to open it up, and they still bitch at him because they're a white guy. I mean, right. I wouldn't put up with that. Minnesotans are so nice, but I think the niceness of Minnesotans, kind of like Canadians, has almost enabled this. I mean, I would like, if a mob stopped me and said, prove you're not ICE, and it started trying to lay hands on me, I'm telling you.
Right. Well, it's not just white. They did it the other day. This black guy, he had to pick his daughter up at some event, and they stopped him. He got out of his car and said, get out of my way. You know, I mean, this is, you have to put in laws. With these protesters, other states you go to and they have laws. Hey, if you have too big of a protest, get a permit, have it over here. You don't have it in roads. Roads, you make it, you know, when I'm governor, I'll tell you what, you want to protest, that's fine. But you do it here. You don't impede people from moving forward, whether
that's
it's
right.
on a
you
sidewalk
have a right to
or
demonstrate.
Whether it's in
you
the
have a right
road.
To be heard in front of the Capitol or wherever. You don't have a right to take over towns and cities and businesses.
And stop people from getting from point A to point B, whether that's a sidewalk. And you know what? They might be in fear, but they better be able to walk through. And they better be able to drive through. And this is what's happening. And that's what our governor has let this go on for ever since he's been in office. Let's just block. Go ahead and block off whole highways. I mean, this is unreal.
Well, let's talk about how crazy they are. We saw this a lot the last week. They just block off a highway and start beating people's cars.
I'm sorry, you put all these protesters in jail. You remember, I don't know, you go back to, I said this, time we were doing a governor debate last night, and they said, you got to make the city safe again. They were asking me what I would do in the long term. I said, you know, I have a good friend of mine who works for Lindell TV now with me, Rudy Giuliani. When he did in New York, some of the things he did there to make it the safest city at that time in the country is, you know, put the police precinct right in the middle of Times Square. But things like this, you wouldn't even think of. He made, panhandling beggars and people out there that want to wipe your windows. He made it illegal because there was 200 of them around New York, and it slowed everybody almost 40%. It slowed all of New York getting from point A to point B. But you made that illegal. Well, then you didn't have people selling drugs.
Yeah, it's like its own red light system, but let's just be clear while we're talking about this. They are literally, imagine you just, the left does it all over Europe, they do it here too. They just run out on the highway and start beating people's cars randomly. If you're pissed off at somebody, folks, go confront them yourself. Why do they randomly just attack families?
Yeah, it's disgusting. And I'm telling you, you got to do a sweep and arrest these protesters. And you got to arrest them.
Because they're
you
rioters. Don't do they're, a rioters. Crime. They're rioters.
They're rioters. They're not protesters. You're right. They're rioters. You can't commit a crime protesting. Protest all you want. That's your right. But you don't have a right to commit a crime protesting. And I just seen a thing, Alex. They had a whole thing of all these criminals, that ICE has gotten out of here from Minneapolis and from Minnesota so far. These are who they're protecting. I had it just the other day right out in front of my pillow. They grabbed, I think he was some rapist guy or something. It was a felony crime he committed. 5 ICE cars to haul him away. I got here at 6:45 in the morning, and there's already protesters there calling my employees racist and stuff. I think I told you this the other day. And how did they get there that fast? You guys, this is very coordinated. It's very orchestrated. They're bringing people in, professional protesters and antagonizers from out of state, piling into Minnesota. We need President Trump now. Come and help us. We need help.
Why do you think he's being? If I get the clip ready, it's a short clip. It's only 30 seconds long. POTUS on the Insurrection Act. If I need it, I'll use it. It's very powerful. Well, I mean, you have a lawless mayor and governor who his wife said, "I love burning down the city in 2020. I love the smell of burning tires." They're doing it on purpose. You're letting the ICE facility get attacked. Just exercise the damn power. Here it is.
What's the trigger for the Insurrection Act in Minnesota? What are you waiting for?
Well, the Insurrection Act, which has been used by 48% of the presidents as of this moment, the Insurrection Act also, if you look at it, I believe it was Bush, the elder Bush. He used it, I think, 28 times. It's been used a lot. And if I needed it, I'd use it. I don't think there's any reason right now to use it. But if I needed it, I'd use it. It's very powerful.
Okay, well, in all fairness, has he seen the bricks bouncing off ICE heads? Has he seen their cars smashed every night? The fences torn down? Has he seen them bringing kids to the demonstrations where they attack? Has he seen the FBI vehicles ransacked and the names of all the agents seized? You're there. I've talked to reporters that are there. They say it is bedlam. They assault the reporters we've got out there. Our reporter, Nick Sordor, hosts a Sunday show here. They've chased him, bashed out his windows repeatedly. They attack people in hotels. I mean, this is lawlessness. I think Trump needs to do it.
Yeah, and I do too. And they, I think that the hope is that it will die down, but you can't, it's not going to, when you have the mayor going, keep going, bring more. I mean, basically saying to the, and if you don't have our own leaders here saying, hey, everybody, you're doing illegal things. You know, your protest is great, but you know what? You're committing crimes and start arresting these people. I don't think it, how does it end? Alex, how does it end unless the president gets involved? And I think if you wait, remember in 2020, the Waltz did the same thing. By the time they made a move, which, by the way, I think our president called him to say, hey, you need to do this. And then he finally did it, I think, a day or two later. But by then,
the National Guard stand down.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, our city was burned to the ground. People's lives were burned. And a lot of the stuff that happened in 2020, these weren't local people. Most of them came in here and destroyed our city, looted our
busted from all over. But I want to be clear here. It's in the Podesta plan. It's in the Democrat plans, the Soros stuff. Folks, they want to trigger something. They want people to get hurt. They're bringing little kids out that are getting hit with the tear gas when they attack people. They're wanting a George Floyd. That's why you say, oh, they're a joke. Okay, they're attacking some ICE, whatever. They're trying to get a giant explosion. That's why I'm saying Trump should nip this in the bud because the intent is civil war.
Yeah, because also, Alex, remember, this is also the best deflection. If they can have something more happen and keep this going, deflection from the biggest crime and fraud this country, maybe the world has ever seen. And Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, Ilhan Omar, fry in Minneapolis. There's a lot of guilty people there. So, you know, all of a sudden he says, well, I'm not running for governor. He might step down. I don't know. But they want, hey, deflect, deflect, deflect. Keep talking about this. Nothing over here. This is, you know, they would love nothing better than to keep this going so that they don't, that they're, you know, to delay what is going to be inevitable, that it's all going to be found out who is behind all this fraud.
100%. This is a distraction now from the $24 billion stolen. They are totally desperate, and that's why they're so incredibly dangerous. Let's talk about, before Nick Sorkar joins us from Minnesota, again, the epicenter of this. And by the way, I'd only driven through Minnesota once when I was like 8 or 9. My parents would do different trips a couple times a year, different parts of the country, visited basically all the lower 48, CONUS. But that beautiful state, love Wisconsin too. But I went to work in 1997 for the GCN Radio Network that was based in Minneapolis, right between Minneapolis and St. Paul, right there on the big river was their offices. And I went pheasant hunting and catching walleye, northern and all that, and went up to Ely and, you know, Duluth and everything. I love Minnesota. But even then, the Somalis were all over the place, you know, acting weird and wouldn't talk to us. But, I know how great people are in Minnesota. And, you know, this is just scary to see what's happened there. And it is because the people are so nice. I mean, it is like a joke how nice real Minnesotans are.
Yeah,
all those northern Europeans that settled it, and now see what's happened to it. So let's look at this photo of you, though. This is you 17 years ago, successful business guy, businesses, bars, you name it, but on drugs. You got off of it. You transformed. You can just see the difference, you know, in the spirit there. I want to spend a few minutes on this. And also, you're under attack. You got great Made in America products. You support our broadcast. It's a win-win. Also, I'll do a plug here for MyPillow.com/Alex.
Yeah, this is my 17-year anniversary from quitting crack cocaine and everything, every other addiction you can imagine. By the grace of God, God freed me of the desire. The next morning, I prayed for that, and the desire was gone. And I
Let's
set
up
a...
Let's talk about that. What came upon you? What was it like?
The feeling come waking up? It was like
God. Was it like you knew God?
It was like the biggest weight being lifted off me you could ever imagine. That wasn't the day I was. It felt like I'm saved. I'm a the guy. You know, it was so powerful. But I didn't become a born again Christian until August 18th, 2017. I even said, "Well, God, show me more," because Alex, I always use the mathematics to prove God exists. Going, if this is this is a one in a million, this is a one in a billion, or this is impossible. When do you add them together and consider it a miracle? That was me. I kept saying, show me more. But that was all God that
day. Just briefly, when God lifted the curse of addiction, were you praying for it or what happened?
Yeah, I had prayed for it. I said, God, I never want to have the desire again. And it was gone. It was like the biggest burden lifted off of me that you could ever imagine. It was like a freedom that I never felt before. It was like, wow, I can get through anything now. And I have, you know, I mean, it's been amazing. With God, all things are possible. I can't tell people how powerful that feeling is. And I actually went to that. If you go to LindellRecoveryNetwork.org, I've got it set up for other addicts can get that same thing I had.
General trying to shut it down right now.
He's trying to shut that down, the Lindell Recovery Network. Just today, he served me papers. Alex, I got to go to a deposition before him in February. I mean, they're not letting up on me. It's my Christian Recovery Network, and you're attacking me, and you got all this going on in Minneapolis. And,
the Somalis. You're not getting government funds. You're paying for it yourself.
Right. Yeah, it's disgusting. And I'll tell you what, everybody, and this is a free platform. I finance it all. I mean, it could help out there. You got LindellRecoveryNetwork.org.
That's because they're the fake charity people. They hate the real thing. You know, the counterfeit always seeks, the body snatcher always seeks to kill what it's copying. You know that, right?
Right on. Absolutely. And, you know, here you're going to find what I call hope matches, people that out there, people that want hope and get off addiction. They want to see that other people made it through. You'll see thousands of people there. I spent millions of dollars putting that website and that platform together. And the same way that I found Jesus born again, that whole program's on there too. That's free. I mean, they, But they but right now, Keith Ellison attacking that. I need help there too. If you guys want to donate there, you can sure help out. But I'll tell you, when being freed of that addiction, Alex, and that I've lived the American dream on steroids, to go from an ex-crack addict to building one of the biggest companies, MyPillow, so gratifying.
The number That's one Walmart product in history. The number one
in
Walmart
product. Number one $60 Walmart product in the history of Walmart, of all products. And that's all box stores. We've sold over 85 million MyPillows, but having thousands, but more important, having thousands and thousands of MyPillow employees.
And you put it all on the line years. For America to be vindicated. So let's do a pluck right now. Yeah. You got huge sales going. That funds you, funds me, funds your crew. If people go back, folks fighting for them, you're nuts. Buy America right now, MyPillow.com/Alex, or the promo code Alex. There's the toll-free number. Mike, tell us about the sales right now.
And free shipping on your entire order. This is the first time we've ever done this. The mattress toppers, the mattresses we make, the mattress pads, you guys, 100% made in the USA. The queen size has over 10,000 comfort supports. We built them for you to get great sleep. They're on sale as low as $99.98 with that promo code Alex. You guys, you cannot beat this in history. And we're paying for the shipping. Shipping's expensive. It's going to come right to your front door. It's going to be awesome. You're going to get the best sleep, 10-year warranty, 6-month money-back guarantee. You guys, it'll change your life. Either the mattress topper, and then all the other things we have on sale. We've got, I told you about it yesterday, our new drink that's, it's the best energy drink, no caffeine, no sugar in history, but we got the crosses. You guys, these crosses that where we got the women's in now, made in the USA, you're going to save $80 a cross, and we couldn't keep this in stock. It was one of my most requested product. And you guys
I told this last time you were on, you looked this up. They sent Thomas Jefferson during the Revolutionary War for 2 years to France with a ship full of little American flags. He had to go to parties with rich French people and sell them for 5,000 times markup or whatever. You'd get a flag, you know. But they got it as a memento to literally pay for cannonballs back in America. With you, it's on a 5,000% markup. You're making like 30, 40% maybe.
Right.
Yeah, so the point is, but these are cannonballs, plus you get great products. When they buy from you, they are funding the Revolutionary War to save America.
Absolutely. We don't remember, everybody, the box stores canceled MyPillow. Those savings were passed on to you, and you're helping this great podcast, Alex. You're helping Alex. You're helping my employees. You're helping me continue on and go for governor when I can get MyPillow secure over here, and you're getting the best products.
Go back to Thomas Jefferson. Sent on a ship full of American flags. As mementos. It wasn't a scam against the French. They get to meet with this great guy. He says, I need your help. They give it 5,000 times what it's worth. They get it. It was the point is they can hang that and know they did it. This isn't 5,000 markup. It's like 30% markup. You're getting great products. It takes money to win wars, people, and these are great products.
Absolutely. And you guys, you can call 800-675-4614. This ties right into the show here. They'll know that Alex sent you. They'll know that I sent you. They're downstairs. Their moms and dads are working. They make a small commission off, but they love to talk to you. That's their jobs. You're going to get someone that speaks English, that works here, at MyPillow. The last year and a half, they've shot like a ship being shot full of holes, but they're still standing. I've said it before. That's why, and I'm going to stand for the people of Minnesota. But right now, you guys supporting them, I want to have peace of mind that they're taken care of.
Well, that's what's beautiful, though, is the people are standing with you. They're standing with me. This is a fight. Most revolutionaries rob banks to fund themselves. You sell pillows. Right, I sell supplements. Mike, we love you. Great job 17 years later. We wouldn't be where we are right now without you exposing election fraud. You were totally vindicated. We salute you. MyPillow.com/Alex to support what they're doing and us a little bit. Promo code Alex. Call 800-675-4614 as well. Mike's going to be answering the phones. Mike, we love you. Congratulations, brother.
Thank you. God bless you, Alex.
God bless you. He's amazing. He's the next governor of Minnesota. All right, coming up, Nick Sordor. Stay with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. It dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones. Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
Well, if I know anything, I know how to smell victory. In the last few weeks with Nick Sordor and Nick Shirley, it just further illustrates the death of the corporate media and how real citizen journalists, skin in the game, on the streets, doing real investigations, changes everything. Nick Sordor is on Fox with Laura Ingraham, you know, great lady. And he's like, yeah, I was just on the phone with the AG. Here's the guy. Here's his name. Here's the guy that, you know, took the guns when they broke into the FBI vehicle. And you can see her go like, wow, whoa. Because normally that'd be Pam Bondi giving them all the exclusives. But The point is they're going directly to the people. The independent media already has much bigger audiences than all the legacy media. And we're not in competition with them. It's about the fact that that understanding is bigger than Fox or CNN or the New York Times or Nick Sornor or Joe Rogan or Alex Jones. It's the de-evolution back to the people. And to watch Nick Shirley, weeks ago I said, watch, the day it broke, I said, you're going to see thousands of citizen journalists in California and Texas and everywhere else going and showing the exact same fraud. Now I can't even watch it. I see videos, hundreds, 300,000, 200,000, 100,000, million, 5 million views going and showing all the fake preschools, all the fake hospices, all the fake in-home medical things, all of it. And it's just like they can't stand against this. As I've said for decades, if citizen journalists go out and expose this stuff, and if we got platforms like X that won't censor it, it's game over. We're going to Nick Shorter right now. But there's so many stories here. And then Nick, his vehicle being attacked, smashed, out there. They're smashing through the ICE facility. They bring babies hoping they get hit with gas as human shields. They get hit, and then they go on the news, and AP and ABC doesn't say, why did you bring a baby in a baby stroller when you were going to attack a federal facility? Imagine robbing a bank. You can see Bonnie and Clyde were bad, but they didn't bring babies to bank robberies. So there's so many facets to this, so many angles. Will Trump declare the insurrection? Because you've got the mayor saying, oh, ICE is illegal. Oh, yeah, we can arrest them. Oh, we'll confront them. You have all these Democrat leaders saying, oh, get guns, kill them. I'm just worried they're about to pull a false flag and mow down a bunch of these protesters and blame ICE. That's why I think Trump needs to clamp down. But he says, I don't need to yet. I heard from sources he said get it ready for next week. But now he's like, well, maybe it's not needed. I'm going to give Nick Shorter the floor here. Very gracious, as busy as he is. Hosts a very popular Sunday show. What is it? 1 p.m. Central on InfoWars. And so, Nick, back to you years ago, interview with a railway spill. No one was there but you. You know, you're back to that again. It's so exciting. So many angles here. So much danger as well. Go where you want here. I'm trying to, because you've been on fire lately. I want to give you the floor. Go ahead and rant. Just go wherever you want. Go ahead, Nick Swerler.
Yeah, well, I mean, a lot of what you said, Alex, there is 100% true, and it's spot on. The one of the most appalling aspects about this that I'm glad you pointed out was the whole baby at the riot thing, you know, because of they carry their babies into the riot knowing that they're going to be clashing with federal forces, and they're pretty much sacrificing their baby so that they can say, oh, my goodness, they're tear gassing babies. And they did it again with six children. Six children at the riot that started after three illegals attacked an ICE agent and he had to shoot one of them in the leg, right? They drove their car up to the police line where, you know, they're obviously going to get spooked by a speeding vehicle toward them while they're trying to cordon off the road. And they had all the windows down and tear gas was shot at the vehicle as it was just 10 feet from the line. With a bunch of children in it. Why would you do that to your children? Like, that's child abuse. It's child abuse. And these people should be arrested. But that's the vehicle that I'm referring to right there. That black GMC Yukon. And I was right there when it happened. I watched the entire thing happen.
Describe what you saw. This is key. And this is key first person witness.
Yeah, so that's what I was just describing. It's like they drove quickly up to the line, up to the police line. We had DHS that were trying to hold back rioters. That vehicle shouldn't have even been able to drive down the road, but they forced their way down the road, and now they're going to play victim. And that's what they all do, and I'm sure they'll get one of those race-baiting attorneys out there that'll hire sue DHS.
Exactly. This is a disgusting payday, and I've seen footage of the small children while they're tearing down fences in the middle of the night. They bring little kids and other women you talked about. They bring little kids saying, well, I don't want them to see fascism. This is so evil.
Yeah, it's definitely so evil, Alex. And I've been here for almost 3 weeks now in this frozen liberal hell, I guess is what we're going to call it out here. And obviously, Tim Walz is loving every second of this because it distracts from his fraud out there. He did this statewide address the other day, calling for people to go head-to-head with ICE agents in the street. And then what happened a half hour later? They're chased with a shovel by three illegals. That's when that shooting happened the last time, literally a half hour later. And so they're getting what they want here. I do believe that this is an insurrection. And I believe that at some point the president is going to have to do something about it because it's more than just riots and unrest. They're taking resources away from ICE and DHS and Border Patrol, people that and assets that should be used to deport these violent criminals. Instead, they're being forced to protect their facility and protect each other on the streets, right? So the amount of manpower you have out here versus the amount of successful deportations is alarming because they're being prevented from doing their jobs. That's part of it. That's part of the game plan of the left out here. And then also, when you get to the point where these people had 2 hours with this FBI, with these FBI vehicles out there, 2 hours to loot. And that's how they were able to
get
the...
And by the way, how did they know what to hit?
I mean, because all they did was, this was right near the scene of that that ICE.
So they looked at the license plates.
Yeah, well, they're undercover vehicles, but if you just look inside and you see like they'll see like a radio or something, and they'll be like, "Oh, that must be a law enforcement vehicle," and so they'll start destroying it. Now there were a couple of vehicles there that were destroyed that weren't.
I was about to say, we see plenty of videos of like you'll have a plumber in a SUV and they like attack them. And they have to prove they're not ICE.
Yep.
Well, and the Karens will say, "Why are you driving an SUV?"
Right. Well, when I had my run-in the other day with these rioters, when they blocked my vehicle and the police wouldn't respond, and they started throwing those frozen water bottles, which are essentially bricks, through the windows, they were I went back and I had to return the vehicle to because it was a rental car. I returned it to Enterprise, and they told me that they've had multiple, just that day, innocent civilians in their rental cars attacked because they were accused of being ICE on the street. So it wasn't
wow.
just me that this happened to. They had it happen multiple times, and then I have pictures that somebody sent me yesterday. I haven't posted them yet, of vehicles at a hotel that weren't ICE, again, and pretty much all the vehicles in the parking lot ended up with slashed.
Wow, let's elaborate on that. So you bring back your attack car with the windows all knocked out, spray paint all over it, and they say, "Oh, this is happening to other people today." That's huge.
Oh, yeah. So it's happening multiple times a day to innocent people all across the area.
And that's just one company you wouldn't talk to.
Yeah, yeah. I didn't talk to any of the other ones. It was just Enterprise who's having that problem. And it's getting to the point where they're going to end up running out of vehicles. You can't even – I tried to look for to swap out my current rental car again, and I was like, they don't even have any vehicles for me right now because of the fact that
well,
so many
I'm
of them
sure
are being,
you noticed. You may have missed it. They have fake right-wingers that are really leftist claiming you staged all of this, even though, like, it's total carnage. People are being attacked everywhere. No, no, no. The left's not attacking anybody, Nick. You staged the attack. No one attacked you.
Yeah, I mean that's a new one. That's a new one. Hearing that I staged that's pretty good. I have a real talent if that's the case because that went on with a lot of people for quite a long time. I was trapped there for like 20 minutes.
No, I know that's what they do. Like the transgenders, we're going to kill Charlie Kirk tomorrow. Okay, we killed him, but they didn't do it. It's the same story. So let me ask you this: look, I don't have a fetish about troops. I don't want troops on the streets, but it's not martial law, the Insurrection Act. They're going to stage a false flag. They're keeping escalating. Trump, the mayor and the governor have hyped this. He needs to nip it in the bud nationwide and show he'll do it. I think he needs to go in and shut this down because these aren't demonstrations. You'll hear, protesters clash with ICE. No, they go attack them. So yeah. So I think Trump, I agree with Elon Musk, he needs to shut this down. What do you think?
Absolutely, absolutely. Yeah, an example needs to be made out of this place. If these people are allowed to win, they will do this in countless other cities all across the country, right? They'll see this as a proof of concept. And so this is really a battle for the future of the deportation plan, right? If we withdraw here, if Trump backs down to these rioters,
we can't retreat.
That is a
we can't
green
retreat.
Light for them to do this everywhere.
Sorry, I was interrupting. We can't retreat here.
Exactly. And troops on the street, yeah, it sounds big and scary and stuff, but really their entire goal is to just protect federal agents that are doing their jobs. Nobody is expecting Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act and use troops to go door-to-door deporting people. We're expecting law and order here.
Oh, by the way, I know you saw Tim Walz's speech 2 days ago. He goes, they're going, I can't do his little tampon voice, but he's like, they're going door-to-door saying, where are the brown people? Total lie.
Yeah.
No, these cities and states won't give us the illegals when they're even in jail for crimes. They have a duty to do this under the law. You made this happen. You knew it was happening. It's in the Podesta plan. They bet on this, but I don't see it going their way. So what do you expect them to do now that it's, or A, do you agree it's blowing up in their face? And then B, what do they do?
Well, I don't know if it's really blowing up in their face really right now at all, because we're not seeing enough pushback from the administration, in my opinion. You know, I think it'll come. It's a matter of time. I think Trump has a pretty good handle on things. I trust his judgment. But I'm speaking from talking undercover to people on the ground out here about how they're feeling. So I'm just relaying that information back. They don't believe that they are losing out here by any means. I would say the rioters on the ground believe that they are winning, that this is a battle that they're winning, and that they're going to potentially win the war here, and that that shouldn't be allowed to happen. We have the power. We have the ability.
So let me ask you this. You've been there 3 weeks. I mean, you give me a graph here. So let's say 3 weeks ago versus now. So this is week one, week three. I mean, it looks like it's escalating about like that, right? Like, is it going straight up? Or, I mean, how bad is the escalation here?
Well, I mean, you look at what we saw on Wednesday night, or into Thursday morning, how brazen these people were, how violent they were. That is when, on Wednesday night, is when I feared for my life probably the most since I've been out here, because I was alone. Police weren't responding to anything. I had a camera, and I was filming literal Latin Kings gang members breaking into FBI vehicles and stealing not just rifles, but select fire rifles, automatic rifles, machine guns, out of FBI vehicles. And I've never seen anything like that. I've never seen them get away with that. I mean, besides like 20, it's a 2020 level type stuff. And this is really the first time that I've seen 2020 level, like summer of love type stuff going on out here.
Yeah, there's the wrongness of FBI vehicles. They're getting weapons, they're getting everything. And the police stood there and watched it happen. You were there.
Yeah, they were a block away. We flagged them down, told them it was happening. They didn't move in until after the weapons were already out of the vehicle. They waited. I sat there and filmed the Latin Kings guy put the rifle in his vehicle. And I told Minneapolis police, as he was still there, I said, he's right there. Here's the video. Here's the license plate. Here's the guy. Go get him. And they didn't do it. They let him go with an automatic rifle that he stole from the FBI. I mean, it's pathetic. Nobody respects local police out here. Nobody respects the Minneapolis police, because they know that nothing is going to be done.
Well,
they
let me know say this. I mean, arrested. Let's talk about the arrogance of the people breaking into cars, breaking into lockboxes, gun lockers, getting secret documents, guns, and they're handing them out on camera, not even worried. That shows a real level of chutzpah, a real level of bravado.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely. And these people should be arrested for that. I mean, it was a guy, last name's Mercado. I don't remember. He's a streamer that's out here, a leftist streamer, calls himself a journalist, but in reality, he's a leftist militant that's got mental problems. And he was sitting there on his stream, took the documents that were in that vehicle and started reading off the names of FBI agents and addresses and their strategic plans, like confidential, potentially confidential information that was within their called CUIs. And that's, he's doxing agents. And nothing, he hasn't been arrested for that. I mean, he committed several felonies that night. He committed several felonies. He's actually the same guy that incited the attack on my vehicle out there at the ICE facility. So, I mean, that's who we need to see.
Wow. Well, yeah, I remember
arrested.
The name was similar route, so it's the same guy.
Absolutely. It was the same guy. And that would be an example made right there by the DOJ. And I'll I'll be talking to Pam Bondi more about that, hopefully today, because these people need to be, they know that they are immune from state prosecution, because Tim Walz isn't going to let any of these people go to jail, right? The only people that are allowed to go to jail here on the state level are cops that happen to be arresting someone that's overdosing on fentanyl in the middle of the street, like Derek Chauvin. But they're not immune from federal prosecution, and so that needs to be taken very seriously. And the jury pool here, keep in mind, this is a lot different. The federal district is the entire state of Minnesota. So if federal charges are pressed, then you're taking a jury pool from all over the state, and most of Minnesota, besides the Twin Cities, it's bright red. So, you can get convictions here federally.
Well, you just hit it. They're desperate. Their party's over. They've been caught in massive fraud. They don't know what to do. And then I'm going to just tell the feds this. Most of you are just politicos. You just follow orders and you're compartmentalized. But the communists, when they take over, nobody's immune. It's going to be raping, robbing, looting everywhere. This is the globalist leftist plan. This is what they want. So what do you make of all the other citizen journalists that are hitting the street and just how exciting this is?
Oh, it's fantastic. Like I was telling Laura Ingram last night or the night before. I'm losing track of days. I've been here so long.
I get it.
I guess it was last night.
No, I think you've been on two nights in a row. Sorry, get back to it.
Yeah, the only reason that we caught this guy stealing the FBI rifle was because citizen journalists were there taking video. That I was able to take a video of his face. Because the mainstream media, the reason they use the term, quote-unquote, mostly peaceful is because they're there while it's mostly peaceful, quote unquote. And then as soon as it gets a tad bit dicey, then they run away, right? And then that's my job, to go in after them and not let them lie about it, not let them cover up this story about, police cars being smashed and looted and rifles being stolen by gang members on the street while Minneapolis police do nothing but watch at Tim Walz and Mayor Fry's orders. And there are more and more of us on the streets, which is fantastic. I freaking love it. It's dangerous, but it's rewarding, and stuff comes out of it.
Absolutely. So let's play this clip of you with Ingram last night, and she's like, "Whoa, you just talked to the Attorney General." I love the fact, nothing against Fox, the DOJ goes, go right to the people. You're already having way bigger views than Fox. It's not about competition. It's about Trump needs to focus on raw journalist on the ground, his own interviews. People want the straight interaction. They want a reporter showing a footage. They want Trump on Joe Rogan or on Elon. That's the old media does not exist, folks, and it's illustrated again by you. Here's a clip from Laura Ingram last night.
I know you just talked to a high place source at DOJ. Tell us more.
Yes, so he wasn't arrested last night. He could have been, but the Minneapolis police didn't bother chasing the vehicle that had just stolen a high-powered rifle out of an FBI car. So that stole it out of one of these weapons lockers that was in the back. But what I can confirm now is that Raul Gutierrez, age 33, that you see in the video that I posted last night, stealing a firearm from an FBI vehicle, has been arrested by the ATF and the DOJ. They executed an arrest warrant today, and he's a known member of the Latin Kings gang. I just got all this information just before I came on air.
By the way, they put a hit out on Trump and ICE 3 months ago.
Of course, he should have been in prison already, but in Tim Walz, Minnesota, they don't arrest anybody here. So it's not surprising that he was able to go out and beat this gun safe to a pulp and pull this automatic firearm out of it and run away with it. And, hell, if it wasn't for, honestly, a lot of us independent journalists on the ground that were able to get a video of this, nobody would have seen it happen.
Wouldn't know about
it. They were able to find this guy based on a video from independent journalists, the one that we posted last night. I mean, it's crazy that it has to be us doing this.
So, incredible. Nick, did you talk to DOJ to get his name?
Yeah, absolutely. So it's I'd been in contact with Attorney General Pam Bondi throughout the day today. We've talked to him several
times. We'll
take
that as
a confirmation.
There's
a lot more material that I haven't posted. Yeah. There's a lot of FBI stuff going on the ground right now that I can't talk about, but there's more coming.
So bigger than everything else is the fact that being in place on the field is everything. Yeah. Sword already reached his 20 million, 30 million, 100 million a week. The fact is, now he's there. He's the source. They're the source. It's all about occupying. It's about showing up in life. And this is so beautiful. The corporate media is dead. The system's dead. This shows it. And as you inspire, I predict you're inspiring people just like Nick Searle right now. As you do that, Nick Sordor, you can feel the ground moving under us right now.
Yeah, yeah, you're 100% spot on that, Alex. And you see all these stories from all these different states all around the country right now of people just, you know, taking their own initiative and jumping to, you know, Columbus, Ohio. I grew up not terribly far from Columbus, Ohio. And now I'm like, and I didn't know about any of the stuff that was going on there. This was all uncovered by citizen journalists, people on X, just going out there and exposing more Somali fraud going on out there. And you know, now you hear every day a new story about fraud. Fraud here, fraud here, fraud here, fraud here. And it's not erroneous. You're like, what the hell is the government even doing? How do they not know about this stuff? Why is it up to us to find out? But we're holding their feet to the fire, and there are so many citizen journalists now that it is hard for them to cover everything up. They just can't, because there's too many stories coming out too quickly.
Well, I mean, that's it, though. My main message, I want to get your view on it, is we're seeing the power of the people. The left gets their talking points. They put out lies. They bring babies to violent demonstrations. We don't do that. If we just go out and just aim cameras, it's game over, because they're the bad guys. All we have to do is point a camera at them. They're the bad guys. We just got to shine a light on the cockroaches.
But that's why they terrorize us, like terrorize people like me when I go out to these riots that are happening outside of the Minneapolis ICE facility. That's why I have to go in disguise. That's why I have to hide myself, because they will attack me. They try to scare us away because they don't want us filming from the inside. Because when we film from the inside, we expose them. We show America, regular Joes that are at home, at work, what's actually happening and who the bad guys are. It's so obvious. It doesn't take much. You don't have to be a trained professional to go in there. Just go in there with an iPhone and film them for a little while, and it's obvious to everybody who the actual aggressors are.
Nick, what's your show, Sundays at 1 or is it noon?
1 o'clock Central time. And you know, it's funny, Alex, I forget sometimes too, because I'm on the road doing that show most of the time. I'm usually, you know, in different time zones. So it's 1 p.m. Central time. And
no, I watch it. I love this week you're on the road. That's beautiful. We love that. You're like, oh, I'm sorry, I'm in my car at this ICE thing. Like, well, we love it, brother. Thank you.
Everything I do is in real time, man. But yeah, InfoWars Sunday Briefing with me. I host it every weekend, 1 p.m. Central time, guys.
And how do people follow you?
Typically, I mostly post on X. It's at Nick Sorter, NickSortor. And honestly, Alex, I want to say this too. Most of what I do would not be happening if Elon Musk did not buy X. There's no way. I would have been banned immediately right after East Palestine, Ohio, at Twitter 1.0. So shout out to Elon for that one.
All right, I know you got to go, but yeah, big stuff coming. All right, Nick, we love you, brother. Be safe.
Thank you, man. Take care.
That guy's got a target on his ass. Pray for him. This is the Info War, and we're winning. And you've been backing it, folks. Great job, Nick Sordor. All right. Enrique Tarrio, Joe Biggs, former political prisoner, straight ahead. If you ask Grok, or if you ask a sports nutritionist, or if you ask the nutritionist on the Olympic teams, they will tell you that creatine is absolutely a must. TheAlexShowStore.com already has the very best creatine you can get on the market. Now we're introducing this, and I am extremely excited. Let me introduce you to this bad boy that comes in two delicious flavors. That is the recommended daily allowance of the highest quality type of creatine. Right there, concentrated, the very best. We get it from the top lab in the country, the highest rating. 5 milligrams of this a day. Most people think creatine is just about better muscle, healthier, more stamina. It's been proven, it's been documented. I'll show you what Grok had to say about it here in just a moment. But the first thing you need to understand is that it's not just making your muscles better or your body be able to do more exercise. It's doing all these incredible things for your brain and everything else. And that's really more and more what scientists are saying people should focus on with creatine. And just since I've been taking creatine for the last few months, it has had dramatic effects on my clarity, my focus, my energy, especially when used with ultramethylene blue. Again, everybody knows about muscle and performance, or most people do, but what are the other benefits? Grok says secondary emerging benefits, improves anaerobic capacity and power output, may increase glycogen storage in muscles when combined with carbs. Potential brain benefits, improves cognitive performance under sleep deprivation or mental fatigue. Possible neuroprotective effects being studied in traumatic brain injury, Parkinson's, depression, etc. May benefit vegetarians and others who have a lower level of creatine in their diet. Who benefits the most? Older adults, strength and power, people with low dietary creatine. It goes on and on. Bottom line, if you're not taking creatine, you're crazy, and we've got the best.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.